This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. I'm Chris Switz. You've probably heard people say, old age is not as good as it's supposed to be. Well, it's a fact that we're each getting older, and God willing, we'll live to an old age before we die. But today I want to try and answer this question, what's so good about turning old? There comes a time, of course, when the body starts to slow down. You might know what I mean. You can't do what you used to do. We can try and prevent that from happening. One doctor said that we can do something by how well we look after our arteries and our attitudes. Our mental state does play a vital role in keeping the body going. There's no doubt about that. So there's never been a time in history of our world when so much attention's been given to the care of the body as is now. Today, everywhere you look, there's advice on looking after yourself. We're told that we owe it to ourselves to lose weight, to eat the right food, to take enough exercise. Yes, that's good advice. But no matter what we do, we can't avoid the inevitable. We will age and we'll turn old. We just can't stop that happening. It was at his 80th birthday party, and it was to honour the great novelist Somerset Maugham. And he started his speech, "There are many great virtues in getting old." And there was a pause, and he said, "Well, I'm trying to think what they are." So what's good about getting old? You know, when you're getting old, when almost everything hurts, and what doesn't hurt doesn't work anymore. Earlier, societies treated their aged friends and family with great respect. They looked to them for advice and wisdom. They honoured their fathers and mothers. They built extra rooms in their home to give them dignity and somewhere to live. Today, it's a different story. We put our loved ones in a nursing home. Sometimes they are left to spend their remaining days alone, feeling unhappy, rejected. And how terrible it is to see some older people who are unwanted and rejected by their family. I guess that's probably the worst kind of rejection. The Bible has some words about old age. I'm looking at Psalm 71, and the writer said, "Don't throw me aside when I'm old. Don't desert me when my strength is gone." That's Psalm 71, verse 9. And then in verse 18, he prayed, "Don't leave me when I'm old and my hair turns grey." But the wonderful fact is that age doesn't really matter to God. He can use you regardless of your age. He uses the young and the middle-aged and the older generation. I mean, the Old Testament tells us stories of old people who were allowed to have children, and God performed miracles for that. The stories of Abraham, Sarah, Zechariah, and Elizabeth, for example. And so when you follow it, age is no barrier at all, because God still has a purpose for you and me, regardless of our age. I guess the trick is knowing what that purpose is. You might have read Robert Browning's very famous statement, "Grow old with me, the best is yet to be. The last of life, for which the first was made, youth shows but half. Trust God, see all, nor be afraid." That's what he said. So with your hand in God's hand, old age is nothing to fear, because God's in control of your life. It doesn't have to finish at 65. Take, for example, Thomas Edison, who patented his last invention at 81. Jessica Tandy won her Oscar for the Best Actress when she was 80. So the French call this stage of life, perhaps from 80 on, the third age. And I think the most important thing to do is to not become bitter because of old age. That's not helpful. In fact, that's a backward step. Solomon had written books of the Bible, the Song of Songs, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, and he was an old man. But in Ecclesiastes, he was the old man who was very bitter and angry. He'd lost the joy of life. And when we've lived a whole life of Christian faith from our youth, we really shouldn't end it in despair and unhappiness. That's very sad. Rather, let's end it in hope and joy, rejoicing to see what it is that God has done for us, something that we can pass on to the younger generation. It was Shakespeare who said, "All's well that ends well." It's true, isn't it? Getting old is not the end. It's the opportunity to be an example of goodness and peace to other people. Well, dear Lord, you've led us through the years and the days. Show us your purpose for our lives so that as the years advance, Lord, we will not become stale and bitter. But thank you that your love never ends. Amen.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.